On this episode of the Unraveled Podcast, we bring you a special post-signing day edition to go through all the newest additions to the Penn State football family and more. Now, before we get to that conversation, we have to remind you that the Unraveled Podcast is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage partner of Penn State Athletics.
The alarm clock goes off in the morning. Are you going to hit the snooze button or are you going to get up and attack the deck? Compete in everything you do.
Unrivaled, the official podcast of Penn State football.
Let's dominate now.
Yep, it's showtime.
Here's your host, Mitch Gerber.
Terrell Smith, recruiting coordinator for personnel and recruitment. Eric Thatcher, assistant recruiting coordinator. And Andy Frank, director of player personnel, join us on the latest edition of the Unrivaled Podcast. Andy, what were the challenges that you had to overcome with the 2021 class?
Nothing was like it was before. Everything was different this year. Had to adapt on the fly. Obviously, the circumstances with COVID faced our country and the world. I think we adapted as best as we could and made the best out of this class and turned it into a really, really good one.
Christian Veiu, the pro-style quarterback, what will stand out about him in a Penn State uniform?
Bright young man. Obviously for the quarterback position, we want a guy that's going to be smart, that can be a great leader, strong arm, can make all the throws, give you a little bit in the running game too as well. He's got some elusiveness to him, and good ability to extend plays and keep his eyes downfield and make some deep throws. And hopefully, some of those big throws will be exciting for the crowds to be watching and cheering for him here in the next couple of years coming soon.
Liam Clifford, the brother of Sean Clifford. We talked about that all day during our National Signing Day special. Sean Clifford joined us live, a wide receiver out of St. Xavier High School. His high school coach, I remember saying this during our broadcast on Wednesday, said, quote, Liam Clifford is arguably the best football player to come out of St. Xavier High School. Liam Clifford, that's what he have on him.
I thought his coach was going to say the best player to come out of Cincinnati. I was going to argue that a little bit. Nah.
This guy named Eric Thatcher came out of Cincinnati. He was a pretty good player back in the day.
No, man. Liam is – it was awesome to get him, but Liam is an extremely kind of surprising athlete. You know, once you see him on the field, that dude can flat out ball. He can play on both sides of the ball, but obviously we're taking him more for the wide receiver position and playing on the offensive side of the ball. But he's got great speed. He can be a threat down the field. Does a good job at the intermediate routes. Big strong hands, big strong body. I look forward to having Liam up here for the next future.
Harrison Wallace, a wide receiver out of Montgomery, Alabama, 6'1", 180 pounds. Terrell, what do you have on the wide receiver?
Well, the Harrison Wallace situation is kind of dear to me. He was actually committed to my alma mater, Duke, and we kind of found him a little later in the process. You know, we knew we needed to identify some more positions of need, and we came across him. He was actually recommended by one of his trainers down there, and we saw him. But the most impressive thing about him was his ability to play basketball. Yeah. If you guys ever have time to take a look at his huddle film of him playing basketball, it's amazing. And we know he'll be a dynamic athlete on the field. A lot of times when you look at dominant wide receivers, those that play basketball usually have great hands, and they translate to dynamic wide receivers. He has the ability to run, leap, go over the top of defensive backs, and I think that's going to add a lot to our offense to be able to stretch the field. I know fans love to see when our offense is opened up, and I think he will be able to add to that.
If there's one note to take away so far through the 2020 Penn State football season, it's the impressive ability that the Penn State true freshman wide receiver Parker Washington's had. So true freshman able to come in here and play immediately. Lonnie White Jr., a wide receiver. Andy, what do you have on him?
You know, Terrell just mentioned it with Harrison in terms of multi-sport athletes. I think Lonnie's another great example of that. High level baseball player. He's a guy that on the football field, he's kind of done it all. Played quarterback for a good chunk of his career, moved to wide receiver this year, has played some defense, can kind of do everything at a really high level. And it's amazing. You look at the NFL draft year after year, and the guys that go really high in the draft are guys that did it all and were really good at all, and then had a couple of elite traits along the way. I think Lonnie's one of those type of guys who, you know, as his career develops, he plays more wide receiver for us. You're going to see really big things from him. He's a big body. He can run. Great body control, great hand-eye coordination, which obviously comes from baseball. You know, the sky's the limit for Lonnie. It really is. Look forward to seeing him in the blue and white.
His high school coach, we talked about this on the signing day live stream. He said, Lonnie's a once-in-a-generation type of athlete, electrifying with the ball in his hands in a rare combination of size, athleticism, and heart. Is he a once-in-a-generation type of athlete?
Potentially, yeah, in terms of the variety of different things that he can do. Obviously, that's lofty praise at this point, and we hope he can live up to that. But, yeah, he is the type of kid that you don't see very often, and hopefully that promise comes to fruition here at Penn State.
A consensus three-star recruit, Khalil Dinkins. What's impressive about the tight end?
Really exciting tight end prospect. Kind of, again, similar to Harrison and Lonnie's scenario, where he does a lot of different things really, really well. And typically, those are the guys that translate. If a guy isn't able to, you know, play offense, play defense, in his case, play basketball, typically there's going to be some flaws in their game that are going to show up at the position they end up playing. And for him, that'll be tight end. But, you know, the ability to do all of those different things, it kind of solidifies what you're going to end up doing at the position you end up playing in the future.
Nate Bruce, an offensive lineman from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You guys are all familiar out in the fan base with the Harrisburg area with connection with Micah Parsons. But when it comes to Nate Bruce, Terrell, what can you tell us about the offensive lineman?
Well, we're really excited about Nate because of his size. He's a good, strong, physical lineman. But I think the main reason why we're so excited about him is his position flexibility. You know, he can play guard. He can possibly play center. In a pinch, you can probably move him out to play some right tackle. I think that in today's game is very, very important. You don't want one-dimensional players, as we mentioned before, with those wide receivers. They can do many different things. And that's why we're so excited about Nate, because he can do so many different things, because he is athletic, but he's also physical.
Let's stick with the offensive line. Landon Tangwall. Here's a four-star recruit across the board, 24/7 Sports, ESPN, and Rivals. What sticks out about Landon?
The biggest thing with Landon, I mean, honestly, especially in this recruiting process and how this recruiting goes, is the relationship, the loyalty that he showed, you know, from the first day I ever met the guy on campus at a 707 tournament. You know, he was all about this place. He loved us, loved Coach Franklin. He loved Coach Bowen. The people that was really tied into his recruiting, he really built that strong relationship. What you'll get from him on the football field will be a tough guy, hard-nosed, blue-collar, lunch pail type of guy. He's going to work his tail off the field. He's going to be great with the fans. You'll hear about him. You'll see his Twitter. You'll see his Instagram, all those good things. But Landon is going to be a guy that's going to be a true Penn Stater through and through. When it's all said and done and you look back on it and you talk about some of those great old linemen that play here, I think his name will be in the mix with that.
So Landon sounds like is going to be somebody that Penn State fans grow to love on social media.
Oh, they're going to love him, without a doubt. If they don't already love him now, because I'm sure he's been out there and we all know everything about his social media. But, no, man, he's an awesome young man. Excited to see him. But, like I said, a tough, blue-collar, hard-nosed football player is what you're going to get from him each and every Saturday that he comes to play in the blue and white.
Rodney McGraw, defensive lineman from Chicago, Illinois. Big city. What can you guys tell us about Rodney?
Well, Rodney is the same way as Landon. He's one that's going to come to work every single day. You watch his tape. He has a motor. He loves to play the game. That's the thing that stuck out to us the most when you turn his tape on. Chasing down the field. He's trying to get in every single play. That's what we love about him and his size. I mean, he is huge. He's going to be a huge defensive end for us. It's going to be tough for those offensive tackles to move him around. So we're excited about him. Like we said, that he has some position flexibility. He can play a lot of different positions, but we're most excited about him coming and playing that end for us.
The linebacker position. This is one of those positions that Penn State fans circle every single year when it comes to National Signing Day. LBU, the tradition that has been established here at Penn State. Jamari Button is going to be the latest one of those. What can you tell us about him?
The first thing that the fans want to know about Jamari is that he can run. He can run. I know we're losing a really good one to the NFL draft, and I think Jamari is one that can come in and replace that. You know, he can be one of those guys that we can see run sideline to sideline, and our fans get excited about him. You know, he can immediately impact special teams as well. Those linebackers that can run and are physical, you know, we love those type of guys because they can do a lot of things for the team and help us win.
Jalen Reed, a defensive back from Detroit, Michigan, Martin Luther King Jr. High School, to be specific, a four-star consensus recruit across the board of 24/7 Sports, ESPN, and Rivals. What can you tell us about Jalen Reed?
Jalen Reed is really physical, extremely physical, but also he has the ability to cover. You know, he's one of those safeties that have a little bit of those corner skills in them too. You know, he's primarily a safety, but he did play a little bit of corner in high school. He has really good hands. I know Penn State is known for their defense and their linebackers and things like that. And he's one of those guys that can come down in the box. And sometimes you might even think he's a linebacker by the way he likes to hit. That's kind of why I'm excited about him. You know, me being a former safety, I like those guys that are physical. But he can just catch a little bit better than I could.
Thatch agrees with that. Zaki Wheatley, what can you tell us about him?
I'm going to go make it easy. Z is a baller. You know, he can play the offensive side of the ball. He can play defensive side of the ball. He could be a corner. He can line up at a safety. He could be a wide receiver. He might even go play some quarterback for you, whatever it may be. But an all-around athlete right here that we're bringing to play in the secondary for Coach Banks and Coach Smith over there. I think he'll be electric out there, being able to get his hands on the football. Like I said, he's got a little bit of offense on him too, so he can catch the ball, and that's the one key thing that we need with safeties is to catch the football. So I look forward to seeing Z out there making plays, but he's a baller.
Jeffrey Davis Jr., defensive back out of the state of Connecticut, Bristol Eastern High School, way up there in the north. What can you guys fill us in on with Jeffrey Davis Jr.?
Jeffrey is going to be another corner in the long line of guys that we signed at Penn State with length. I think that's the biggest thing that stood out about him. Not only can he run, but he's a long corner that can give those wide receivers problems. And that's what you really need this day and age is corners with length. You know, the days of signing really, really short corners are kind of over. But Jeffrey, his ability to go out and defend those top elite type receivers, and that length poses a problem for the opposing team. And that's one of the reasons why we went on him, and we're excited about getting him in the program.
A few more left on the 2021 signing class. Kobe and Kalen King, the King brothers. Andy, when we kicked off the National Signing Day special show inside the Lash Football Complex, these were some of our first guests that joined us on the program. I know that Penn State fans immediately lit up when they saw the King brothers. What can you tell us about their game specifically?
You know, it's interesting. I feel like we're starting to sound like a broken record here when it comes to, you know, multifaceted athletes. And it's interesting. Obviously, we target guys that do a lot of different things as far as multi-sports, also, you know, multi-position guys. But then when you look at the whole list together, you start to realize, wow, everybody kind of fits that mold this year, just about. And Kobe King is a guy that fits that mold as well. He's a Mike linebacker for us, but was actually a really good high school running back on a very good high school team. And I think that's sort of the thing. You watch the linebacker clips and you're like, this kid's a really good player. And you watch the running back clips and you get even more excited because you know how many, you know, great linebackers throughout the course of time at Penn State and other places were also really good running backs. So I think that's something that's really interesting about him. And then, shoot, Kalen's very similar. Different positions. They have very different body types and even different personalities, which is kind of cool too. But Kalen's a guy that, you know, we see as a corner, is going to play corner for us. But, shoot, we could line up at wide receiver too if we wanted to or needed to, because he has those skill sets. And he actually had a very, very productive year this year at wide receiver, and then also on defense, and then lastly on special teams returning punts. So a very impressive twin brothers there that, you know, are very different in types of their athleticism and the type of positions they're going to play, but both very varied athletes in terms of, you know, offense, defense, different sports.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, Andy, we shouldn't rule out the potential of seeing one of those guys on offense potentially down the road should the situation play itself out.
Well, with Kalen and Kobe, I don't want to get Terry Smith or Brent Pry mad at me, but who you never know.
All right, Sander, the kicker, three-star consensus prospect across the board with 24/7 Sports, ESPN, and Rivals from the state of Pennsylvania. What do we have on Sander?
All right, Mitch, I know you're scared to say his last name, but I'm going to try and say it for the fans so they know how. I know you kind of skipped out on that, so it's Sander Sahadek. All right, for the fans out there, Sahadek's how you say his last name. And if I got it wrong, I apologize, but I feel pretty confident I got it right. You know, it's interesting. Not every year you're going to have the number one kicker in the country in your state. And when you do, you've got to do everything you can to try and get that kid. I know there's a lot of emphasis on position players, as there should be, but specialists and special teams win a lot of games for you. And I think this kid has a chance to a huge, huge leg. He's been very consistent as a kicker and can put the ball, you know, out of the end zone as a kickoff guy. So really excited about him. And you know, I worry sometimes that people forget about the specialists, and we shouldn't, because be amazed how many games are decided by those guys.
CTG.
I mean, you think about exactly your point right there, Andy, with the ability to change the game. I mean, you look at Jordan Stout right now, you look at Jake Pinniger, and the factors that they're playing every single weekend out on the field. All right, so Sander Sahadek.
You got it.
Boom. I was a little scared to say his last name at first.
I was going to call you out for it, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you called me out, so we're all good. Sander Sahadek, when you look at the culmination of the 2021 class, how much of it was quality versus quantity?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, the most important thing in recruiting classes is, do you like each and every player that you got, and are they going to be good players for you? There's battles in recruiting, and unfortunately in recruiting you lose a lot of battles that you don't want to, and those are unfortunate and they hurt you. But at the end of the day, we feel good about each and every one of the guys that we signed, and feel very confident that they're going to be guys that are going to help us. This class is going to be one I think is going to really be impressive as time goes on. We look back at it and we say, wow, we hit on a bunch of really, really good players that are helping us win championships.
Gentlemen, appreciate you stopping by on the Unrivaled podcast. Get some sleep. I know it's been a long process.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Mitch.
It's a screen. And a traffic intercept. What a journey. Touchdown.
Unrivaled, the official podcast of Penn State football.